The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Outsmarting the sharks. After this from Charlie. Shark attacks don't happen that often, but the number is growing, and shark researcher Chris Lowe says there are reasons for that.
There are more and more people using the ocean than ever before. The other thing, in some places like the U.S., we're seeing recovery of our shark populations. So you put those two things together, you will see more shark attacks.
Last year, there were 98 unprovoked shark attacks worldwide. 6 people died. So the question is how to coexist safely. CBS's Carter Evans is in Newport Beach, California, where a woman was injured in a shark attack on Sunday.
Shark researcher Chris Lowe and his team are tagging sharks with transmitters near popular beaches. They're tracking shark movements to find out why the population of young great white sharks is growing so close to crowded shores.
They come in because there's lots of abundant food like stingrays, and the water's warmer.
Shark trackers are also using drones to give them an eye in the sky. Scientists are also using underwater cameras to count the number and the types of sharks swimming by.
New technology is actually changing the game. It's giving us insight into how these big sharks make decisions.
Electronic tags, drone patrols, they're even tracking buoys. But in the meantime, National Geographic has some helpful low-tech tips. Avoid areas where any kind of waste enters the water because it attracts bait fish, which attracts sharks. Stay out of the water at dawn, dusk, and overnight when some sharks may move inshore to eat. Don't swim with your dog, or do as long as you can swim faster. And remember, if you recline on a surfboard in a wetsuit and fins, you look like a seal. Even seals don't want to look like seals when there's a shark nearby. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.